Message number 864. God the Father. The names of those in the Book of the Living are the primary target of the beast. Saturday, August 3, 2013. My dearest daughter, I call on humanity from the highest and most holy realm. My poor little children, how you suffer for the sin of Lucifer, but you must know that by my almighty power I will wipe him and all the fallen angels off the face of the earth. That time is close, so you must prepare. Know that the fallen angels and demons are unknown and invisible to most of you, but they walk amongst you, tempting you every day so that you will fall. When you are taken into this web of deceit, soon you will find that you will be unable to rest or find true peace in your souls. I declare that those who are led astray by the false prophet will find themselves lost and confused as they accept the great deceit in which they will become willing victims. When you turn on me and my beloved Son Jesus Christ, it will not appear to you that this is the case. You will believe that the sacraments are the same, although they will be presented to you differently. They will become empty vessels and will no longer be acceptable by me. The world is mine, yet my children do not want me, their beloved Father, their Creator. Their minds have been blocked, and the evil one has used my gift of intelligence to tempt them into believing that I could not possibly exist. Those who do not believe in me will have no real love, joy, or peace in their lives. Nor will they accept eternal life. Instead, they will seek out only pleasures of the flesh, although they know that their lives on earth are short. I will, as a father who loves each of them, pull them to me through the great mercy of my Son. My power is all-encompassing, and Satan, my Lucifer, who cut himself away from my hip because of his pride, will never defeat me. Those who follow him therefore have driven the same wedge between themselves and me. They will know by the signs I now reveal that there is only one God, one Creator, one Paradise. All the paradises they are told about by the false prophets in the world who lead my children away from me do not, nor can they ever exist. I am all there is. I created all. I will end all. All must be according to my holy will. Fight my will and you will become nothing. Accept my will and you remain my child. To those who do believe in me, you must never reject my Son Jesus Christ. I came into the world through my Son to bring you back into my mercy, but you rejected him. You killed him, but still you never killed my love for you. This is why I allowed his crucifixion to bring you salvation. This my Son's death on the cross became your way to salvation. His death was not what it seemed, a failure in the eyes of the evil one. It was through this act of great suffering endured with the greatest humility which defeated Satan. And it was because of my Son's death on the cross that Satan's power over humanity failed. Even though he cannot take all of my children with him into the abyss, many will still be seduced by his lies. This is why you must fight, children, not just for your own souls. If you love me, you will love my Son. If you love my Son, then you must help him to save all sinners. I call on you to tell you that when I call on souls, especially those who do not know me as well as those who do know me but who refuse to accept my commandments, that they have only so much time to save themselves from eternal torture. The names of those in the Book of the Living are the primary target of the beast. Many of these souls are followers of my Son and are loyal to the Church. They will turn on my son by accepting new laws not of my son, which they will be forced to swallow as a new religion. This new religion has been carefully planned for many years. It follows satanic rituals, but many will not understand this. When you embrace these rituals, you will give power to Satan. When you give him this power, you will need much prayer, for he will devour you in body as well as in soul. My children, I intervene now through punishments on the earth. The poor souls who lose their lives through these chastisements are helping to save those of you who are lost to me. When you feel frightened by the wickedness of Satan and his influence in your lives, remember that I will destroy his representatives on earth. I will cut short your suffering because I wish to save souls. If I allowed this evil to continue, I would not be able to salvage all those souls whose names are in the Book of the Living. Your beloved Father, God the Most High.